Welcome to the PVL show. This is your host, DL Peter Prince, and this is the PVL show presented to you by Nerd Rage Entertainment. Thought I'd add that in there. Okay, listeners, I wanted to do today's episode basically just talking to my listeners and any of my listeners that may just really need to listen, you know, saying just to hear from anybody, just to please don't give up. Not just, you know, don't give up hope, not to give up your faith, really just don't give up. I know myself with everything that I got going on with myself, with my situation, you know, I know that my job doesn't fulfill me and it doesn't make me happy. I have that knowledge that I know that, you know, saying that that's a thing, you know, but it's, you know, it's something that I got to do until, you know, I can really go out there and like make it for myself. I got to really, you know, saying I got to push hard if I want to stop working at that place or any other place, to be honest, you know, I got to do the work. I can't just sit and, you know, and say, hey, you know, like, this is what I want to happen. You know, saying this is what needs to happen. It's better happen for me. I got to go out there and put the work in. But there's a lot of us that are all doing exactly that. To all of my listeners out there, you've been put the work in. You've done that and then some. If that's not even your situation, if you got something else that's really just, you know, saying it's just holding you down, not even holding you back. It's holding you down. It's holding you in that spot. You're trying to get out. You're trying to move, you know, saying wiggle out and you can't. Don't give up. I don't have any special words because my situation is I'm in no way, shape, you know, saying shape or form in a position in my life to tell somebody else that, hey, you know, you should do dot, 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 because I know this, because I honestly, man, I'm trying to figure it out too. But what I do know is don't fucking give up. I'm telling myself this shit every single day, crying, wanting to cry, grown ass man, wanting to cry. Not even actually doing the act of, you know, saying actually sitting there, you know, hovering and blubbering, you know, saying acting like a little bitch, you know, saying that, you know, saying that feeling like, you know, it's coming, you know, saying like, you know, you're about to cry, you know, saying like it's, you know, saying, or you can, your heart is just heavy. You know what I mean? There's a lot of us men that, you know, we kill ourselves trying to try to hold on to too much, you know, saying Machado, you know. You know, that machismo that we trying to keep on. We trying to be that extra, like, alpha male because you can't show any sensitivity to anybody out there. We kill ourselves with this, you know. And women out there that are, man, to all the amazing women out there that's just got everything stacked against them. You know, you got a lot of things stacked against you just for coming out the womb as a female. And you know what I mean? You got the whole world against you pretty much. And if you are still pushing and for whatever reason, you're telling yourself to just go ahead and give up. Don't. I'm just telling that listener, whoever it is that needs to hear it, just like myself, whether it's myself that I got to say it out loud to myself, you know, like, just don't give up. Don't, you know, saying don't let, you know, saying don't let whatever it is that's, you know, saying that's making you feel like you need to give up win, because it's not going to be worth it. You know, saying it's going to be worth you fighting through whatever that is, you know. And it's hard for me to say specifically, you know, really to put into words like what I'm trying to say to that one person that, you know, that may be me. That's, you know, saying that's just like myself. Like, I'm not the only one that feels this way. You know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, you know, to be able to take care of myself, my family. And while you're at work, you just, you know, saying you just get this overwhelming, like, just feeling of just like, fuck this. You know, saying, let's just end this shit right now. Let's just be done. Let's end this. And I gotta tell myself, yo, what the fuck is going on with me in my head? There's no way on God's green earth I'm gonna give up on my family. I'm gonna give up on myself. I'm saying I'm not gonna do that. It also reflects when you have a circle, you know, around you of people that they would never allow you to say shit like that. You know, saying they would, you know, that if you have a good circle, you know, saying if they catch your thoughts, you know, saying if, you know, you tell them how you feel or you tell them what's going on, you know, they're going to be, you know, if it's a real friend, they're going to be right there to tell you like, hey, man, what are you doing? What the fuck is going on? I'm telling you, don't give up. You having those thoughts in your head that's telling you like, yo, I just want to be done with this. I'm telling you, don't give up. Hell, I'm trying to be one of these stories out here. You hear every single day, you know, the older we get, the more we feel like, you know, like, all right, that year is coming. That end of, you know, saying that, you know, saying that time of the year is coming. I'm getting ready to, you know, saying go up a whole nother age. All the rest of it is gone. I done lost all of that. I'm still not a millionaire. You know, I got to tell myself now every single day, you need to stop thinking like that because that shit ain't happening. I'm 34 years old. If I was supposed to be a millionaire by now, that shit was already supposed to happen. And if I'm supposed to be a millionaire later, then it's going to happen when it's supposed to. But let me get that out of my head so that I can focus on what's more, you know, saying what's more important. You know, saying more realistic goals, you know, saying my realistic goal right now is that house, you know, saying I'm not giving up because damn it, I'm going to have a house. I'm putting it out into the universe, you know, saying whether it's the next year or the next 2 years, you know, I want to be posting that I'm, you know, saying that, you know, saying I'm officially a homeowner. I'm, you know, we done with this rent and shit. And, you know, this rent and stuff is for the birds. Like, who wants to rent for the rest of their life? It's expensive, especially now. A lot of people that felt like, hey, I'll just keep on renting are now realizing like, damn, I wish I actually like own my shit because this sucks, you know? I, you know, we're going to bounce around here today, some different topics and thinking some other stuff, but I think it's great, you know, saying it's good for me to start out because I know that there's somebody out there that needs to hear. Don't let whatever it is that's telling you give up to, you know, saying don't let that shit win. You are so much better, you know. You are so much better than you're telling yourself that you're not. Stop telling yourself that you're not. If you're the person that's anywhere near like me, you put yourself down and, you know, you're a little bit too hard on yourself. I'm exactly like that. If you're somebody that really, you know, saying is hard on yourself, you know, saying, please, you know, saying, you know, stop doing that to yourself. Stop hurting yourself. But more importantly, regardless of what it is that's going on, don't let that shit win. Don't let that shit fucking win. Don't. It's, you know, saying it's too much negativity out here. We got a lot of negativity. I got exactly what's on my mind that we can jump to. So my culture, you know, with hip hop, it's more than just a genre of music. It's, you know, it's everything. It's so many things. Like when hip hop started, it was very rebellious when it first started. You know, disco, you know, saying was the big thing back then. At the time, disco was the thing. You know, everything was about, you know, sound was about the disco at that point. And blacks were still not allowed, at the most part, into any of, you know, the disco joints. A lot of disco joints didn't let black people in. So there used to be a lot of underground parties that happened. And this is mostly in New York City. So with the birth of hip hop, you know, it was a rebel time. You know what I'm saying? You know, like hip hop, you know, definitely started out as a more rebellious sound. And every single time that you can jump to the eras of hip hop where the music was rebellious, it was powerful and it was uplifting. You listen to a lot of hip hop now. It's 2021. You listen to a lot of hip hop now. Even guys like J. Cole have music where you ain't getting an ounce of positivity from this track. This track will not do it for you if you're looking for something positive. If you are looking for something that's uplifting, you know, the beat is about the only damn thing that is uplifting anymore. And it really is sad. I love hip hop and I hate defending hip hop. And I love that quote. Chris Rock said it and he hit it right on the head. When it comes to hip hop, that's exactly how most of us that are, you know, if you're mature, you know, saying adult, you know, saying if you're a mature adult and you know, saying you got common sense, you know, you don't do any of this shit that these motherfuckers is talking about nowadays. Everybody is talking about selling like that's the only thing that they could do. Everybody is, you know, the music is so fucking negative. You know, saying I'll kill you this, I'll kill this. You know, saying I shoot, you know, we're gonna show up, we're gonna shoot up everything. Listen, like motherfuckers is really not listening to the music. And I know this is off topic from how we started. I really felt like I needed to get that part out there and just tell somebody don't give up. But shifting, you know, saying just shifting to hip hop right now. I tell you guys right now, there's a lot of times I catch myself, man. Like there's certain things, you know, like I'll listen to certain artists. There's a lot of artists out there that I like. But when you get in that moment of like just clarity and you're listening to some of the stuff that you hear, you're like, bro. Like whose mans is this? Like who the fuck? Why are they so goddamn angry? Like why are y'all all grouped up? And like, look at the videos. Like, King Von was talented, but man, like, common sense, bro. Like, it wasn't there. And it's everybody in the group. It's everybody. It ain't just him, you know. It ain't just him. Like the whole circle, man. Like, you know, like rest in peace to him. But like, damn, the negativity that we push out. And then we've allowed in the culture now. This, you know, when it comes to hip hop, you have to understand that it is a culture thing. It's culture based. So the music, when the music is playing, when the music is getting put out there, if it's negative, it has an impact. If it's positive, it had an impact. They used to have positive music on black radio stations. They used to have, you know, saying positive music on black radio stations. The record labels changed that. They tuned down that shit, you know, saying and turned that shit down. They said, hey, there's too much positivity going on here. Let's get the party and drinking and back out there and, you know, shucking and jiving and fucking up. Let's get that shit back out there. Fuck this uplifting shit. They're like, we don't want that out there. That's no good. Let's get them angry and riled up and do stupid shit. And that's exactly like, that's what we are now. Like now the music has changed so much. It's more streaming. There's no albums anymore. No one does, you know, saying no one does albums anymore, really. Like, only a few artists out there can still push CDs. But everybody else now, it's all about the streaming platform. And, you know, you can just put shit out there quick. It can get released out there quick. You know, it takes nothing for them to, you know, upload music and, you know, upload more and stuff like that if they want to add to the album and whatnot like that. And, you know, it takes nothing for them to do that. It's all digital now. And with that, you know, saying with that being said, I say this a lot and no one else really ever catches on too much. I remember when I talked to my uncle about it, I told my uncle that, you know, like, I felt like a lot of black music now is like the, you know, saying it's like the microwave, you know, we will put music out and it's only good for, you know, like a minute. It's good for a couple of minutes. And then after those couple of minutes are gone, it's all about what's next. It's all about like, what's the new hot thing. And it's disgusting because that's not the same thing that's necessarily done to a lot of white artists. And that's not putting down on those white artists. Like, literally, it ain't just them. You know, it's not necessarily just their fault. There's a structure, you know, saying a system that's all set up. But like, literally, when it comes to hip hop, we've really fucked up. You got a rapper that'll put out a song, you know, they'll put out a track, you know, saying, and it's, you know, saying things go well, you know, saying it'll be a big track. But, you know, saying, and that's, there's nothing wrong with you putting a single out because you need to get that single out so you can get that traction. Nothing wrong with that. But when you got artists out there that will put out EPs now they're putting out EPs. Still some of them were putting out mixtapes, but then they're also doing the EPs as well. And, you know, your EPs usually are, you know, saying some throwaway tracks. And I've seen some guys now take it serious. They actually are putting out EPs where it's an actual official project. Hell, you don't even know if it's an official album. Some of them don't even have an official album until like 3 years after you heard like three or four different EPs, thinking that those were albums. And like, they haven't even dropped their official studio album yet. Like, this, they're like, yeah, getting ready to drop my first studio album. Like, I thought the last three projects ago was your first studio album. The fuck? This is the first time I'm hearing this. And they just, there's so much music that's out there. These guys are pushing out so much stuff, but it's all about what's the new hot thing. They got guys out there that haven't even fucking heard the actual, like, the track off the album. Sometimes you have like the really good song that was on the album never even got traction, never even got rotated out there enough to become the big hit single. That artist already was moving on to a new project, a brand new project. I hate that. What's wrong with you? Why is your music not important to you? Why are black artists putting out music and 2 months later, you got another album coming out. You got another mixtape coming out. I got some new music coming out. How about you fucking promote your album that you just released? You just released an entire album. Why are you not still promoting that album? Why are you not, you know, saying got a new video out or something? Why are we moving on to the next project? It doesn't make any fucking sense, man. I'm confused. I am so confused with this. I don't know the shit that we do. I call it microwave music. It's hot for 3 minutes. And then that's it. It's, you know, saying it's back to rinse, wash, and repeat. I mean, Chris Brown put out an album with 40 fucking tracks on it. And if you really go back and listen to this album, those were not throwaway songs. This man put out 40 tracks, and for the most part, almost every single one of those songs was a goddamn hit. They were not bullshit songs. They were literally good fucking songs. Long ass album, but 45 tracks and they actually were not bad songs. I'm fucking confused, man. Because then he still released out another album. You know what I'm saying? Like a whole nother album after that. Like, and now he said, you know, he's gonna, you know, possibly take a break. Which is good. Take a fucking break. There's plenty of music out there that Chris Brown has put out since he's got a 45 track album. If you want to listen to some damn music because you haven't heard any in a while, go listen to that album. But it's that, I mean, and that's part of my problem. Like, he put out 45 tracks, barely got any notice. You know, like, only a few songs people looked at. I mean, the one single that came off that album, and I can't even really think of it off the top of my head, but I know, like, it was a good track. It was a really good single. There still was another song on there that still was better. There was still music on the album that was better than that head single. So, I mean, you know, like, hats off to the kid. Hats off to him. Chris Brown is talented as shit. But, like, we got to do better, man. Like, I'm just using him as an example. But as far as a lot of hip-hop artists out there, you know, Dirt, you know, like Dirt being the center of attention now. And then you got all other guys around him. All these guys, that's out, man. Jesus Christ, man. It's like when Drake puts his music out, at least, you know, like Drake is not a traditional rapper, man. He is a pop star. You know, he is a pop star rapper. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. I do not understand why people make a big deal when it comes to that thing. This shit that we do to ourselves, and this is just black folk, dude, we do this shit way too much. There's a lot of guys, you know, saying some people out there that won't listen to, they won't listen to Drake. They'll make fun of everybody listening to Drake. They're like, yo, why y'all listen to that bullshit? Well, first off, Drake talks about women, money, being successful, you know, again, and women. He talks about women and money for the most part. Then he talks about like how he also is not faithful at all. Like, this nigga is trifling. He will fuck your sister. So, like, if you are a female that is one of those females that can actually go bag Drake, and you've been wondering, like, is he faithful? No, that nigga is not faithful. That's literally his problem. That nigga is not faithful. He's Drake. There's bitches everywhere always wanting to fuck him. Like, that nigga is not faithful. he low-key has told you so many times that I will woo you, and then after I'm done with all of that bullshit, I'm fucking everything that moves. And if you got a problem with it, fuck you. You know, that's exactly how that man is gonna treat you. And that man don't give a fuck about you. I'm sorry to everybody in the beginning of this video if this is an odd change of us just talking about hip hop and whatnot. But staying on topic with Drake, my problem with a lot of people that have an issue with Drake's music is that, you know, everyone that I know that has always had an issue with his music are all people that don't do any of the shit that they always talk about how they would prefer, you know, saying if he was more like this other artist or this other artist. And I'm like, those other artists put out gangster music, and that nigga is not a gangster. So, like, what the fuck do you want from him? And the majority of all the men that I know that will refuse to listen to Drake, all of them should listen to guys like fucking Drake, because you don't do none of the shit that all other niggas be doing. And you already know, for when it comes to hip hop, a lot of rap artists don't do none of the shit that they talk about in their music. A lot of them don't do any of that shit. It's bad. That's why this shit, it sucks for the culture. You know, we got a lot of, you know, it's a lot of negative fucking music. I hate it. I'll be listening to some shit sometimes, And if I hear them talking about killing us way too fucking much, and they're talking about, yeah, we should, you know, saying I'm killing this motherfucker and blah, 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 blah. And then and things that I always couldn't stand when I would listen to music, that was one thing that really used to piss me off. And it was a lot of rap artists out there that used to make music where they would, you know, saying where they would talk about broke niggas and broke this and I don't have time for a broke motherfucker. Everybody that's listening to your fucking track is broke. All of your fans. You got fans out here that will never go to your concerts. They don't have $200 to spare to go to your fucking concert. Like, literally, I mean, I remember when Roddy Ricch got, like, as soon as he got famous and he wanted to go fucking do a show, this nigga had tickets for like fucking like $200. And I'm like, bro, you just hot on the scene. I'm not paying $200 fucking staying. You know, saying. And I'm gonna tell you right now, as much as I love hip hop, I'm glad it's a lot of hip hop shows I really don't go to. First and foremost, these artists out here with these fucking features, you gotta do the math when it's time to go to do the fucking tour. If you actually want to go to a concert, you better understand the level of, well, not even the level, the understanding of the music genre you chose. I'm glad I don't go to a lot of hip-hop shows. I'm very glad I don't go to a lot of hip-hop shows. First off, why the fuck would I want to go to a show where this motherfucker just might not even fucking do their song? They actually just might have 30 fucking niggas on stage yelling and screaming. And I'm not even bullshit. I've seen some niggas live performances like, damn, y'all really out there just bullshitting on stage. I'm glad I listen to rock. I am so glad I listen to rock. So when I go to a fucking show, when I go to a concert, you enjoy every aspect. And I'm not saying, you know, saying I'm not saying Kendrick don't, you know, saying don't get down. I ain't saying Travis don't get down. Those are the stars. Them niggas, ain't nobody got fucking money for their tickets. Hell, some of the bands that I've been to, you know, living larger than life, and they had a decency to have their tickets to where, I don't know, everybody can show up. You know, they got some tickets out there. You know, they make sure that they're like, yo, we made sure that our tickets are fairly affordable. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to make sure that we do, like, amphitheaters. Those are a big deal. If you're an artist out there, you want to do a fucking amphitheater. Why? Because you still have all the people that's going to be able to pay for your seats and, you know, stand and sit down and see you. And then you're going to have that lawn where you can have massive amounts of people go spend $20 so that they can spend the rest of their money on food and drinks. And you know you want them to spend their money on the drinks, you know, so that they can enjoy your fucking show. You know, if you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I want my music to, you know, to get better. We gotta stop this microwave shit. And the negativity in our music, I don't see it dying down anytime soon. Not with the way these artists is on a wave. And it's weird too, because like Lil Baby was very active socially and whatnot during the pandemic. And you know, for an artist of his type, for his stature, like you're like, yo, like how are you making moves out here? And he really was making moves. He was doing it. He was making moves, but the music ain't changed. It's still fucking negative. It's still aggressive. And I want to see that shit kind of like dial down, but we're going to have to see how it is. Today's episode is definitely going to be a wild one for a lot of you guys. I want to say in the beginning, I know it may throw people off. But if you are one of my listeners and you really have been like feeling like you got a lot on your heart, you know, you feeling like you're down, you feeling like something that keeps telling you to give up. I'm serious about that, man. Please don't. Please don't. You know what I'm saying? We can all make that change to become one of those success stories as well. And even if we don't become a success story, we can still become our own success story. Just keep on fighting and don't give up. I love all you guys. Again, to all my listeners, man, I thank you guys so much.